Every week, I go to the gym with Edgevon. Over the past year, we've developed a routine. Edgevon's wife will pull to the curb and he'll open the door. Face the curb. Left foot down, right foot down. Stand up straight. Right foot onto the sidewalk, left foot onto the sidewalk. 2 years ago, Edgevon was attacked and suffered severe brain damage. Doctors didn't think he would live, but he did. Then they said he would never walk, but he did that too. Before he got hurt, Edgevon played semi-pro soccer, running, jumping, and doing backflips. These days, our celebrations are rather mundane in comparison. Last week at the park, Edgevon jumped, or Edgevon stood on 1 foot for 2 seconds today. The humor that Edgevon and I share is often bittersweet. "I'm getting fat," he'll joke. "Yeah, when are you going to get your six-pack back?" I'll ask. "One day." He says that sometimes. When we watch people lifting weights, he'll point at them. "One day." "When are you going to do a backflip again, Edgevon?" "One day." Most weeks, I don't really think about these things, about Edgevon lying in a coma or relearning how to walk and swallow or how long it will take for him to play soccer again. Usually all I think about on Fridays is how early I have to wake up and whether or not Edgevon is leaning too far to his left when he walks. But every once in a while, I step back and think about the man in front of me, and it hits me. What a miracle it is to simply walk, breathe, and swallow. What a joy it is to be alive. But those moments fade, and eventually I get back on the eternal treadmill of to-do lists and emails and somehow creating more clutter trying to unclutter my life. I hope that one day I'll be able to find joy in every step, to celebrate things like standing on 1 foot for 2 seconds, to be present to every one of God's miracles. I hope one day I am as alive as Edgevon is. One day. With a perspective, I'm Nate Lee.
The opinions expressed in the Perspective series are those of the commentators and not necessarily those of its funder or KQED Public Radio.